Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Curtis Bashoff, thank you so much for being here. You're getting tough here.
We are. We are trying to make the contrast, Dawn, and make sure people understand that there's a choice in every election for every office up and down the ticket. And our case is this. We've created over 1,000 jobs over 35 years in Cape May, restoring old hotels, growing our business. We've done that payroll by payroll every 2 weeks. We're a business person. Our opponent's only worked for the federal government his entire life, and he is a public servant, but he hasn't ever created a job or known the responsibility of what it is to sign the front side of a paycheck. So we believe that contrast between a business person and a bureaucrat is real. Secondly, we've been living under this Menendez corruption for 18 years. We are 49th out of 50 states in what we get back from the federal government. I don't like being second to last. But the time, people are ready for political outsiders, not insiders, who've only worked in the government. That's a contrast. And then you get to the issues of security and whatnot. You're correct. Andy Kim just this week voted against a bill that would deport illegal citizens who have a conviction in domestic violence or attacks on women. And so, you know, he voted against that. That's like the fifth or sixth border security bill that he's voted against. Yet that border security, we've learned from across our great state, is not a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. It's everybody's issue. We have almost 900,000 illegal people living in New Jersey, and it's not just making us feel insecure in our communities and our homes. It's costing us a fortune, billions of dollars. Close to 2,000 per family. So these are common sense kitchen table issues that we think need to be solved by business people and political outsiders, not more of the same. You can't send the same party back to Washington and expect things to be different. So we're making the case across the state, and there are lots of people lining up to vote for us. Republicans are motivated. They're going to turn out. The enthusiasm in the Republican Party is at an all-time high, and so we expect huge support there. But we know that we can't do it just with Republicans alone, and that there's going to be Democratic friends and independent, unaffiliated voters who prefer, that understand we can't have four more years of the same, that understand that independent of their view about some national issues, that this Senate race, my race with Andy Kim, matters for New Jersey. And every New Jerseyan can decide who do they think is going to be the person that can go to Washington and actually bring people together to get things done. I'm that guy. My opponent is a member of the Progressive Caucus. He's on the far left side of his own party.
And I just want to make something clear, Curtis, that this is the Violence Against Women by Illegal Aliens Act. I'm reading from the actual, you know, from the legislature. It's H.R. 7909. If anybody wants to look this up, it was passed by the House of Representatives last week, which your opponent, Democrat Congressman Andy Kim. So how did he vote? Because I'm looking at this. I just want to clarify this. So we see 51 Democrats who are lawmakers in the House. They voted along with Republicans, and you're saying Andy Kim, Congressman Andy Kim, voted how?
Voted no. He voted no.
So he voted
Against the bill.
So he voted against something that would protect women who, in particular, who've been violated. This is the Violence Against Women, specifically by illegals. And he voted
yes.
No.
Correct. That's what happened last week in our, you know, with Andy Kim's vote. And it's not the first time he's voted against these sorts of common sense border security measures. You know, we need to decouple border security from immigration policy. I think it's been politicized and blended in a way that's confusing. But I went to the border. I stood there and I watched. I was at an unfinished section of the wall outside of Yuma, Arizona. I watched from 12:30 to 3 in the morning, 60-some people walk into our country unfettered. It was as if they had TSA pre-check and were lining up for Space Mountain at Disney World. I mean, it was shocking to me to see it. But as I stood there, it's just common sense. Like, a country has a boundary. That's how you define yourself. That boundary is called a border. The border has ports of entry. Those need to be lockable. I lock the back door of my house and the front door when I go to sleep at night. If the doorbell rings, I open it. I say hi. If I invite them in, I invite them in. But maybe I'm going to say no, thank you. And so it's a common sense thing for a sovereign nation to have a secure border. It's not a Democrat or Republican thing. We shouldn't be at odds about this. This should just be immigration policy, on the other hand. How many people, from where, for what reason? We need to roll up our sleeves and have a bipartisan negotiation and solution. I happen to know firsthand the power of legal immigration. A third of my 1,000 employees are first or second generation Americans. They are a huge asset. They came legally. They stood in line. They waited their turn. They went through a process. They don't want illegal immigration. And I'm a big supporter of legal immigration, of a robust policy that works for our economy, that helps shore up, that pay taxes, and that contribute. So, these are some of the common sense things that we want to go to Washington and work on. You know, I'm going to put New Jersey first. I'm going to think about what's best for our state, and we're going to get stuff done in a way. My opponents voted 100% of the time with Biden and Harris, 100%. I can't imagine, just being a rubber stamp for anybody. You know, I'm Curtis Bashaw. I'm going to represent New Jersey. I'm going to put principle over politics and make sure that we're doing the right thing at the right time for our state. And I'm going to be working in a bipartisan way to get these kinds of common sense things done.
Yeah, I think of just this week, we actually took a piece of it live with President Joe Biden as he was on, and it was history because he was the first president of the United States of America, sitting president on live in studio in such a way. So that was a first of its kind. And the ladies of The View on ABC asked him, you know, what he was most proud of in his career. And it strikes me that he talked about 30 years ago being a part of a movement and legislation that protected women from violence. I can't help, and that was the Violence Against Women Act. This in particular is an extension of it. It was sponsored by, you know, Nancy Mace in the House there. It passed. And in essence, you know, those many 51 Democrats and the Republicans voting for this and essentially saying that if somebody comes into this country illegally, that they would be, and then they commit violence against women, that they would be deported, or they would not, you know, be allowed. They would be deemed inadmissible to our country. It seems like a no-brainer. But what do you make of that, even as on one hand, you have President Joe Biden so proud of this legislation as really marquee, you know, something iconic in his entire long political politician career. And yet here's your opponent, Andy Kim, in Congress voting against that.
Look, I think the far left wing has been putting these super progressive policies ahead of what's good for our country's own citizens. And people are awake now to the impacts of this woke ideology. And they don't want it. They want to feel safe and secure. We had a triple header happen this week. It was amazing. We just got the endorsement of the Fraternal Order of Police for our campaign. That was on the heels of the State Troopers Fraternal Organization Association's endorsement week before last. And that was on the heels of the Police Benevolent Association. We have all three police unions in our state backing our campaign because we are for law and order, supporting our police and making sure we can't pursue our happiness as citizens. We can't live in domestic tranquility as citizens, these fundamental goals and values of our founding documents, unless we support our police, support law and order, and have a secure border. So these things are fundamental, and I think this is a big reason we're going to win this race this fall.
And as far as this Senate seat, I mean, it's obviously vacated by Menendez. Does that play into at all, you know, you as a political newcomer, an outsider, a businessman? Do you talk about Menendez much as far as replacing somebody who has, you know, been convicted and left amid, you know, the conviction of corruption?
Look, the stench of corruption has been wafting around New Jersey for many, many, many years under Bob Menendez. He beat it once. Second round of indictments, he didn't beat. And so, you know, he'll be punished for that. And that's a good thing for us to move on. Interestingly, you know, the choice for voters to replace him, you know, Andy Kim is really softer on so many issues than even Bob Menendez was. I mean, he may have been corrupt, but he supported Israel. Andy Kim doesn't. You know, he may have been corrupt, but he really worked hard to make sure that we supported our friends and allies around the world. So I think that, you know, we're going to see a lot of Democrats pulling for Curtis Bashaw for Senate, because they know that this candidate, Andy Kim, is the most extreme far-left candidate that's ever run for Senate in New Jersey history.
Well, Curtis Bashaw, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining me again this morning.
Well, it's great to be with you. I look forward to chatting again before Election Day. We're down to about, I think it's probably about 940 hours or so until the polls close on November 5th. So
oh
the
goodness.
Clock is ticking. And just remind everybody, it's Curtis Bashaw for Senate.com, FLR. If they want to join this mission and get involved and help us, we would appreciate that.
Appreciate you. Thank you, Curtis.
All right. Have a good day.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.